The head of the Private Sector Association in Barbados, Ed Clark, is opposed to the idea of Barbados going in the direction of another lockdown. He's been sharing his views on this matter with us on Sagicor's Early Business.
Well, David, I think we are obviously very disappointed, first of all, that this has occurred. There have been breakdowns in the protocols and people not following the protocols as they should have. And it really has been a setback for business. As you know, David, Barbados was now on the verge of trying to come out of a very long period of recession. Businesses have suffered tremendously over the last 10, 12 years in Barbados, and we're now hoping for 2021 that had a semblance of hope and expected growth going forward. We all knew that the tourism impact would still have been quite significant, but we believe that there would have been a gradual upward trend in that regard. This now, the setback has been a real blow to the economy, a real blow to the business sector. And at this stage, we are really not sure where we are going. We are hopeful government is able to bring it back under control with the help of the population, including the visitors. And we hope that we'll be able to get out of the situation that we are in, and certainly in the short term rather than a long term again.
Given the fact that the business community pushed for a more liberal approach to business activity in Barbados with COVID, does he have any regrets?
I don't think we have regrets. If we had regrets, it would be that the situation has occurred. But really and truly, Barbados has to keep its people alive, employed, and keep the economy moving. Our country cannot be at a standstill. This economy cannot support a lockdown for any extended period of time. I mean, we have seen what happened in the first time around. And one would not even want to imagine what such a lockdown again would do to Barbados, not just economically, but the social element of Barbados, socioeconomic side of Barbados. I mean, it would be significant fallout if we think we have seen unemployment so far that is unprecedented. One would not even want to imagine what it would be second time around.
One medical practitioner has been calling for lockdown. There are other people who are suggesting that there should be some form of lockdown now to protect the country in the long run.
David, I've given this a lot of thought. You know, when you think from a medical side, yes, medical people would certainly agree that this thing needs to be shut down, and that's the only way to fight it. But we have to look nationally at a broader issue. It is not just lockdown to prevent COVID from spreading. It is the impact on people's lives in general, on our country. And I have given this a lot of thought, but I do not think the time is right yet to have any lockdown. I'm not saying if things don't blow up and get even much further out of hand, we don't need to reconsider our position and look for a period. But David, I do not see us as a country surviving another lockdown and coming out of a recessionary period for 2, 3, 4 years down the road.
What, therefore, would you advocate as the next step?
I've advocated and continue to do so. We need to be sensible as a public. And all Barbadians, as you know, David, and I have seen it, they're slackened off during the month of December. Even during the election campaign, the horse racing, the beach going, the beach parties, the bus crawls, and general fetes and parties all around the place. Barbadians as a whole slackened off. This is a wake-up call for us. This is a serious health crisis, a pandemic that is now spreading at a rapid rate globally. It is not that we are going to be able to escape it. We know we are going to be attacked. We all knew, every Barbadian should have expected at some time COVID would be back here. We can't live in a bubble forever. Our economy can't do that. So we need to manage our own personal situations, manage with our employees and educate and insist on people doing things the right way, our clientele, generally speaking, and the visitors to Barbados. I've seen some comments and things on social media from visitors that is very disappointing. And we can't tolerate the slack behavior of people.
Head of the Private Sector Association in Barbados, Ed Clark. And this has been Sagicor's Early Business.